to not ever work yourself to that state, highly recommend that you don't work yourself to that state. Additionally, I know for me, it wasn't just I'm being worked a lot type thing at my day job. A lot of things are happening in my personal life that need a lot of my attention and labor. And then there are a bunch of other things as well. And that's kind of where it all like aggregated or accumulated, I guess. But the one thing that was different about this time as I'm experiencing burnout is I'm realizing all of the things that I'm missing out on. And that is making me feel angry and vigilant. I'll talk a little bit more about that after this music break. Here is a track from Beat Crusaders. If you don't know this song and if you don't know this anime opening sequence, you should get on that. This is from the Beck Mongolian Chop Squad anime. This is their first opening hit in the USA.
I was made to hit in America. 地平線に届くように限界まで振り切ってくれ Dash into the morning morning Dash I'm in the coolest time of life 最高のフィナーレを
This is Bird Note. Back in grade school, we all likely had a teacher with an uncanny ability, even with her back turned, to sense when we were up to no good. You might say she had eyes in the back of her head. In nature, there are a few birds that actually appear to have eyes in the back of their heads. Birds like the northern pygmy owl have large, black, eye-shaped markings on the feathered back of their brown heads. A plumage adaptation that creates a pair of false eyes. But why? One theory is that large false eyes may deter predators. They create the illusion that the pygmy owl is much bigger than its 6 3/4 inch size. A more current theory is that the false eyes help protect the pygmy owl's true eyes. The little owl, which is active during daylight, is often subject to aggressive mobbing. Small birds will surround, scold, and even strike the pygmy owl, with some attacks directed at its eyes. If the large false eyes can take the brunt of these attacks, little harm will come to the owl's vulnerable true eyes. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. I'm Leslie, and you just heard Driver's High by Locke Ansel. This song was the opening theme for the first season of Great Teacher Onizuka, and I think if you've listened to the show on a somewhat regular basis, you probably get the sense that, like, I try to be, like, quite politically correct on the program. That said, I do enjoy Great Teacher Onizuka. It is a fun, raunchy, gross, crude, inappropriate time. And the 90s were different. The 90s were a little bit different. You'll have to forgive me about that. But the opening sequence to the anime with the song is so good. If you don't do anything else today, watch that. watch the opening theme song of Great Teacher Onizuka of GTO. Get into it. All right, I'm talking about burnout, and I've been burnt out before. This ain't my first rodeo. And this time, though, I am experiencing this part of burnout where I think I'm like experiencing a loss and grieving over some things that I feel like I actually need in my life. And it's too, unfortunately, it's to some intensity, not in a good way. So two things have happened last week that make me keep coming back to this and keep reflecting on my burnout. One of them is, you know, there were some days last week where it wasn't raining and the days were like, you know, kind of, the weather was like a little bit cloudy. There was a little bit of sun, but overall, you know, there's no precipitation. And one particular morning I was getting up, going to work, and I get up really early and I have to go to work really early. So I'm basically, by the time that I get to work, the sun is coming up and my commute is quite long. I'm starting to notice as I get on to the last bus that I have to take to the office, the sky is becoming bluer. The clouds are becoming fluffier and whiter. The leaves in the trees are becoming greener and more yellow. And it's just so nice. And I'm feeling the crisp autumn air like come into my lungs. I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing going to work on such a beautiful day? And there was this like feeling of me wanting to rip open like my skin, I think, and just like run free. That sounds kind of gruesome, but that's kind of how I felt. And I couldn't stop thinking about how foolish I was for going to work. Even though I knew practically I had to, because if I didn't go to work Friday, which was the next day, I would just have to end up catching up on all the stuff that I missed and making my workload even bigger. This is really not a time in my job that I can really take a break. And I was just so angry. It was just so furious by the fact that I had to leave. I had to go to work, but I was just struggling. I was just like desiring something else so much more. I shouldn't be at the bus loop. I should be going home. I should be changing my shoes and going to the park, going on a long walk by the river. So I can stop thinking about that feeling. And there was this other feeling that I had that was a little bit more intense. You know, last week we had that like windstorm that took the power out of a lot of neighborhoods. And mine was one of them. I was really tired that day, coming back from work. And I was like falling asleep on transit. I do multiple transfers on my commute, and I was like falling asleep at every single one. When the final bus, as I was like rolling into the bus stop that I have to get off at, I came awake and I realized that everything looked different because the power had gone out. The only functioning lights were basically the cars on the road and the traffic lights. all the restaurants, the billboards, the street lamps, they were all off. And as I walk into my neighborhood, everything is dark. The wind is howling. The only things that I can really make out are the deep black blue of the sky, punctuated a little bit by these like sort of dangerous looking, slightly red clouds. And I'm seeing the trees in my neighborhood, the huge tall ones, swaying wildly. The wind chimes in the neighborhood are obviously like dinging and going ding ding dong. And it's really quite scary at that moment, because none of the lights in the neighborhood are turned on. I have to like make my way home with a flashlight. Before I go into my place, I'm looking around and taking the scene in. You know, this is a storm. This is like really like, it's like getting quite intense. And I couldn't help but to notice how peaceful I felt. It was like all of the noise that I endure throughout the day, all of it is off. It's gone. And even though I feel cold, you know, the wind is slapping me in the face, there is this innate warmth in my body. I just feel so at peace. I just feel so nice. It was like the one strange moment of pleasure that I've felt throughout the past so many weeks. This calm, this peace, despite there being this chaotic storm that has blown out the power of basically my entire town. I keep reflecting on that, and then I realize to myself, maybe this is why eco-fascists become a thing. This is why eco-fascism is a thing. Obviously, that's an exaggeration, you know. Eco-fascists are also extremely racist and colonial. But I felt to myself, like, maybe this is why some people go to such extremities. Because when you are alienated from yourself, when you are alienated from your community, when you're alienated from your labor because of capitalism, when you are at that stage of burnout where just nothing feels pleasurable, everything is a huge burden, and you are losing your strength. You're being crushed by the weight of work. You kind of do feel like, this is not good, obviously, but you kind of do feel like, finally, something greater than all of us have told us to stop. Something, and it confirms this little bit of peace. There is something greater than work. There is something greater than capitalism. And it is devastating and scary. And there's that eerie feeling of peace knowing that. Here is more music, and it's really not peaceful. This is the opening theme song to Paradise Kiss. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't, I guess. And it's okay. You can be left in the dark. I don't care. I'm sorry. I actually do care. This is Tommy February 6th with Lonely and Gorgeous. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're hitting the top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in today to this anime songs playlist that I grew up listening to. There are more songs on this playlist today, actually, but I needed to talk a little bit longer than I had expected about burnout, which was the talking topic of today. Really want to encourage you to not let yourself get to that stage where I have gotten, where I'm, you know, kind of becoming a little bit nihilistic about stuff. Obviously not gonna let it get to that extreme stage. So I will be trying to slow it down where I can next couple of weeks to address some immediate needs. I really hope you don't end up at that stage, at this stage. It really is true what anti-capitalists and intersectional feminists say. Rest really is resistance. And I know this is probably a talking topic for another day, but self-care, a lot of people assume that that means falling into consumerism. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes self-care is really, you know, maybe even if you have the luxury to do it, take the long way home by walking through the park, or, you know, giving your friend a phone call. Sam and I hung out recently during this period of burnout, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it because I was just like so physically like ill. But both of us at this point right now are pretty like burnt out and from work and other things in life. And when we did hang out, it was just one of the best things that I've done for myself all week. You do deserve to be nourished wholly and into your soul in any way that you can. And I hope that you take whatever opportunity there is to do it. My name is Leslie, and this has been Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to close off the show today with one final song. And it's not an anime opening. Rather, it's an ending. It's a classic. It's a banger. This is Scandal with Shunkan Sentimental. Here on Typically Tuesdays, 90.1 FM, CJSF. I'll talk to you very soon.
Listening to